broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, folks. Welcome to Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bobby.
Neil Spencer behind the boards. Hello, Spencey.
Hello, Robert.
And we are joined by the volleyball coach of the Lady Indians, and that's Mr. Travis Guggenbiller. How are you, sir?
Good. Travis?
Good.
Great to have you up here, and first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. We had a nice win yesterday.
Yeah, so I ain't worried nice about that. We're talking about something big.
Oh, yeah?
Big. Yep. Big.
Yeah, baby number three.
Absolutely.
There we go. Number
three. Good job. Yeah. Cecilia and Evelyn.
Evelyn,
and
then we got baby number three at the end of April.
On the way.
So, one on the way.
Awesome. That's awesome.
We're excited about that.
And wifey, how she a little grumpy yet, or she
good
shape?
She's doing well. She's
doing good?
All right.
He has to say that on the air.
Yeah, that's right.
The truth doesn't matter.
So, this is number three due in April?
Due at the end of April.
End of April.
So, end of April.
End of April.
So.
Perfect. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yep, and they grow up way too fast, so they'll be here before you know it.
That's right. They're probably getting ready for trick-or-treat, too. That's
we're all into that right now.
So. Oh, yeah. We had we went to a nightclub and ate chicken tonight, and Sam, the boys were telling me what they got their Halloween costumes.
They're ready?
Yeah, Lane's in a rage. He's a taco. Will's a hot dog. So they got their Halloween, they're fired up. I'm a stupid taco. Oh, that's good stuff. I love this time of year.
Oh, it's awesome.
Today's beautiful.
It is.
Leaves falling wide open, rainy. Gorgeous. That's fall.
Yep.
That's exactly right. And it's also volleyball season.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And it is tournament time.
Tourney time.
Yeah.
And the Indians are you feel good about where we're at?
We are making changes in the right direction. We're starting to peak at the right time. We're very young this year. Yep. We really are returning one girl who played all the way around last year. Everyone else is picking up some big roles. You know, we lost five seniors. We had some other girls step into those roles this year, and they've done a really nice job this year. So it's just been a learning progress, and it just takes time on that. And progress like that takes time, and it's not going to be as fast as you want. So we got a lot of fundamental stuff that we've been working on and things that we're going to have to continue to work on in the off season as a program in whole. But we're definitely making the steps in the right direction. And I think what I've seen the last couple of weeks makes me excited about what we might do in the tournament.
As this team has developed, and you've been blessed with some really good teams.
Yeah.
And this was a little bit different than what you've come into in the past, because this was kind of a rebuild. But we're kind of a reload program.
I mean, we are definitely a reload program, and but we are rebuilding, if you think about it as well. I mean, we have, like I said, the returners from last year, we had four. We had Faith, Wendell, our senior this year, is a setter. Audra, and playing some DS. Audra Bupp, who's a DS. And then Tegan Forkamp, who plays right side setter for me. And then Mara Pearson, who plays outside for me. And then actually took the role of playing all the way around. So really, the only one of those four that returned from this year that played last year all the way around, all six rotations, was Tegan. Yep. So we got new people on the court all the time. So that definitely makes a big difference, you know, especially taking those roles for the first time.
Yeah.
You got, and another thing is, when you're in a conference that we're in,
don't have many days off.
Yeah, when you lose five seniors, that definitely, you know, every year you're going to have five teams in this conference that could win state.
Yeah. You know, like, actually been looking at our schedule, and when we have to upload our stuff for tournament, we had at the time we were the fourth toughest schedule according to Max Preps between Division III and Division IV. And when I looked yesterday, we were second toughest.
Is that right?
So it's like, when we go in, it's a battle every day. And I went to Holly the other day, and I was like, we got to change the schedule a little bit. I need some good teams, but hopefully a win to kind of keep that mentality strong you know, if you're getting into that rut a little bit. You know, our biggest challenge this year has just been trying to keep the girls' mentality strong when you're not getting the W behind, and trying to show them they are making growth.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating when you have those L's, and, you know, instead of the W. But we are averaging with only seven wins, I think, six or seven wins this year. I think it's seven wins.
Seven, yeah. Seven.
We're averaging over 20 points. We're actually averaging 21 points or more every set, except the second set, we're averaging 20 points.
Yeah.
So if you only play 25, we have been in every game all year.
Every game.
So it's just a matter of finishing at the right time.
That's crazy.
And you can take that, and you can take that and sell that to the kids because that is a great thing to believe in.
Yeah. Oh,
that they're so damn close.
Yeah. You know, we've been talking a lot about our first ball contact needing to be the strength. And when we played Fort Laramie the last, you know, game on Saturday or this past Saturday, they're ranked, I don't know, in the top 10 of their division. We lost 25-20, 25-19, 25-19. And the girls really don't even feel like they played that well. And, you know, so
I thought they played great.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like,
impressed.
You know, those things that once we start seeing and believing what we can do, they're going to be, that's just what it takes. So we've had a nice week the last couple of weeks. We had a big win yesterday. Winning the MAC team is always tough.
Absolutely.
And be able to put a team under 10 points yesterday was nice. That's kind of the mindset we have. We have a big game tomorrow with New Bremen.
Yeah.
But, you know, like we've been talking, like, our job right now is we win or lose tomorrow, we just want to get better and better and better for tournament.
Yep.
And our role tomorrow is to spoil. Our mindset today was we want to spoil their MAC champs. We don't want them to earn the MAC champs. Let's be the reason why they don't. So something to motivate
them.
Mess
it up a little bit.
You know, like Diana's a fantastic coach. New Bremen's a fantastic team. Nothing against them. But we want to be the reason why they don't. Let's be that reason that they don't achieve that goal. Because we know we outdid them, you know? So those are some things that we're just going to keep focusing on and keep getting better. And I've been very, very pleased with what we've been doing so far.
Great crowd up there last night.
It was awesome. The choir was fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, we have a student section this year has been really, really good. I mean, they've been following us all year. And I can't thank them enough for that because that does, you know, that helps too, you know? Helps keep those girls fighting and excited about what they have coming.
That's right. Hey, let's take a break. We'll come back, talk more about the Indian volleyball team, and we'll talk about our seniors and as they have senior night tomorrow night. And we'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need for your secret recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice, and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and of course the ground chuck. And it's a good idea to order your holiday party trays now so they can avoid supply chain issues and have everything you need when it's party time in a few weeks. And you'll want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and some of their fresh pastries. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 16th from 8 to noon at the fire hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom made by your firefighters, all you can eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the fire hall on Sunday morning, October 16th, from 8 to noon for the Fort Recovery Firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast.
We're back with Bubba and V.
Bubba and V.
Bubba and V. Bubba and
V. We're back here, Travis Guggenbiller, head coach of your Lady Indians, and Harold Phelan. And we were talking off the air about fireman's breakfast.
Yes.
Always go up there and
delicious.
It is, and it's a great time. You know,
kids they'll make you whatever kind of omelet you want. Yeah. There's 15 of them standing there, they'll make you an omelet.
And then you then your little kids get climbing the fire trucks and
check them out.
That's you can't beat it.
Yep.
And it's Sunday, and there's about 1,000.
They only let little kids do that?
Well, they'll let you get in, Neil.
Thanks.
Yeah, put a hat on, send you in there.
Turn a horn on.
Hey, we're back here, and we're talking Indian volleyball, and Indians go into tomorrow night's game with a 7-13 record, and coming off a couple Big Mac wins, and getting ready for the tournament. And we go up to Wayne Trace on Monday, Travis, and they're the 5 seed, we're the 7, but I sure ain't scared of them.
No, you know, I took the opportunity so this year there was a little difference when it came to picking your seed. You actually had the opportunity to even go with pass. Which is what happened in Division 4, which is why it got kind of weird over there. I was, you know, once I figured all that out. But I ended up this year taking the path that I thought would be best for our team to get us to districts. We haven't seen Parkway since the beginning of the year, so that's probably the team that knows the least about us from that standpoint. We're not the same team, not the same lineup or any of that. And then I gave up our home court advantage to go take Wayne Trace, who is a higher seed, but they also don't face a whole lot of teams from the MAC. You know, we have that tough schedule that we're prepared for those situations. So, yeah, we travel an hour. We're going to take that risk on a Monday. But I think in the end, it's the best path for our team to be successful and rather face Coldwater and St. Henry later on in the season.
Right.
So,
I can't argue with that at all because, you know, Parkway is, you know, they got a nice record. They got a really good player in the Stover, Stober girl.
They have a Stober and a Johnson girl that are just studs. I mean, they truly are studs. Even their other players around have just done a fantastic job this year.
Yeah, and you're kind of familiar with Parkway.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them, and I'm like, you know, and I think our girls don't have that relationship with the Parkway team like maybe we do with some other teams from, like, the Princeton point. Like, we have a lot of girls that seem to hang out with New Bremen girls or St. Henry girls and stuff like that. So I'm like, let's face those teams later on in the season. Yeah. And I would rather just – so that was just kind of my mindset on that end. Yeah. So whether it was the right one, we'll find out or not. But I think our girls are ready for it, and I think it's definitely going to – I think we're going to surprise some teams.
I think so, too.
One thing that I kind of see from time to time, and I might not – this might not be a thing – but it seems like the teams that don't play in the MAC, plus Salina and maybe St. Mary's, they haven't seen that rocket serve that everybody in the MAC has.
The biggest thing is the serving.
You know, you kind of get used to, because you have to or you're never going to score a point.
Yeah.
So you kind of get used to it, and Salina's done very good at that the last couple of years. You know, before we played Salina, we knew we were going to win. But we could always use that as a gauge where we are. Well, now they're beating us because they've figured out how to how to handle that serve. When you go to places where they have not seen that serve,
it makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference. They have no idea what to do.
Now, Wayne Trace does, though. They have a couple players on their teams that are actually pretty good. They actually have an outside hitter who's very, very good.
Okay, so
potential Division I outside hitter. Really? I mean, she's pretty good. So there's nothing against Wayne Trace on that end. But, yeah, that's actually my philosophy, too, was I was like, all right, I know we're a pretty good serving team, and we're just going to go at them, you know, and make them play on that and get them out of the system. So.
Yeah, and speaking of serving, sorry, Bubba, but on Saturday – you know, that first set, we were tied 4-4. The Hoying girl scored 12 straight points, and we only lost by 5.
I know.
You know, we came back on them.
Because
of
our
serving. She had 12 in a row, but we had two or three girls with 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row.
Yep.
So we, you know, we fought back from being down 12-4 or 16-4. And came back and outscored them, what would that be?
I mean, we had the momentum on our side,
16 to 6 or something like that.
Yeah.
So you know, that's a great team, but we were down, and we should have just folded up, and we did not.
Yeah,
that's
very proud of
them
on that.
Big deal.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about your seniors.
So I have 4 seniors this year. I mentioned already Faith Wendell. Faith Wendell's coming in. third year, actually, varsity player. She started. I pulled her up her sophomore year. She took on the setting role that helped us to get to regionals this year. Ran as a setter last year. And then she started the season off as a setter, and I made some changes, and now she's done a great job. I mean, a fantastic job stepping in her role. She's going out there serving and playing that middle back defense for us at that moment. And she's actually my top server since this change. And, I mean, she has been doing a fantastic job going out there on that. Audra Bupp is in her second year of varsity as well, playing DS for me. So she has done a fantastic job, but she's really, within the last 2 weeks, we have just seen a drastic improvement in her skill work with her passing, serve receive standpoint. Serve receive is the most important part of the game. You got to be able to pass the first ball or we're out of system. So she's made some major improvements in that area, as the whole team has. And so her consistency and her communication and leadership on the court has been just very positive to see that growth, especially at the right time. You know, it's coming into the end of the year and the seniors are stepping up and she's doing that. And that's nice to see. And then the other two girls that are on varsity this year are Allison Follenkamp and Grace Klingshern. Allison Follenkamp has blossomed drastically from her skill level and what she's doing. I mean, she's putting balls in front of the 10-foot line. So yesterday was her best game, I think, ever. Like, really? I mean, it was super, super good. She was aggressive getting off the net. She was going up, attacking a ball, putting balls, like tipping the balls in the right spot. And that was, and it was great to see. And then we talked about an area that we didn't like when it came on the serve receive. It's just not a strength. So today in practice, we changed it as in saying, what could we do to make it stronger? And she runs a decent slide and we moved that in, and it looked really good today. So it's like, so, you know, if we can keep making these improvements like that and keep growing on that end, I think she's going to be the person that right there that really surprises teams and takes us to that next level, getting those big wins that we need. And then Grace Klingshern has really just here lately been, she's actually my third leader in kills. Yesterday she had 8 or 9 kills, and the last 4 or 5 games she's averaging almost 2.5 kills per set. And Allison is too. We've been doing a really nice job mixing up the balls. So it's been really, really neat to see those two step it up on top of the other girls that are on the court. So those four seniors have done a great job leading this team to where we are today. But honestly, the most important thing is not allowing the mindset of let's just fold our towels and just go home. Like, let's finish the year proud of what we've done. And so, you know, to have a year where we're not maybe getting, like I said, the wins that we want, the girls are just, this is by far my favorite team I've ever coached from. Any point, like, the girls are just fantastic to each other and to the coaches, and they're coachable. They're just great kids, absolutely fantastic.
And that's what that is why you do what you do. You don't do it. You do it because of the relationships that you get, and when you see them kids get better, when they buy into you, there's not a better feeling.
Yeah, you know, and I have to thank my coaching staff for that too, to help me get those girls to believe in, you know, the philosophy that we're trying to put in. And, you know, it makes fun. It makes going to practice fun. It makes going to those games fun, and them accepting the challenges that we're giving them and allowing us to push them. And, yeah, they fight back every so often. Who doesn't? But in a positive way, knowing that they're getting better and they're starting to see it, you know, so that's great to see on that end.
When you talk about your coaching staff, who's on your staff?
So my 7th grade coach this year is Jessica Niekamp, and my 8th grade coach this year is Julie Kaiser. And then on my high school, or for the high school team, I have Mandy Diller this year, Mandy Leverett. She's my JV coach. Rachel Klosterman is my volunteer assistant, and then Tiffany McElDowney as my varsity assistant coach. And it's just, I mean, talk about the knowledge at the high school level. I mean, there's been so much that we have changed in the last couple years. I shouldn't say change, that we have taken, you know, Chelsea developed this fantastic program. And so my job is to continue that and progress it to the next level. And so we added that with having Tiffany on the staff. And then Mandy this year has really helped me as the head coach of handling things, what to do with things and what we need to do as more as the program, the whole as a program. And you're starting to see those things take place on the court. And I just can't think any... I can't thank those ladies enough for all that they've done for me and the team.
We're very blessed to have that kind of a staff. And not only
experience.
Exactly. And not only that, but that's who you want your kids to be around.
Yeah. You know, like, it's, first of all, it's great to see former Fort Recovery athletes back in the court, coaching, who are very knowledgeable, but people who have many different perspectives to help those kids in so many different areas. So, you know, like Mandy has 17 years of coaching, 10 years of varsity. So she really understands a lot of the game. Like she has been very successful. She was very successful at Coldwater, took them to regionals how many times. And then Tiffany, you know, not only has the Division I background of knowing what it takes to be in that collegiate level concept and the skill work, but she also is a physical therapy. So she's been great on that end too with the injury preventions and stuff along on that to keep these girls healthy and strong throughout the season, you know?
Yeah.
And then Rachel Klosterman being a great asset as well as younger on the team, helps relate, maybe says things in a different way that connects with those girls, you know? Mm-hmm. Like we have everybody collaborating together to do their best to help those ladies out.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the rest of your team.
Yeah.
And your underclassmen. And you touched a little bit about Tegan. And, and you know, Tegan's got big footsteps with Sis.
Yeah.
But Tegan's a hell of a volleyball
player. Tegan's a fantastic player. And I think sometimes she puts more pressure on herself because she thinks she's always being compared to her sister. And she probably is by people. But, you know, Tegan's a different type of athlete. Tegan's more of a – she's a setter. And she is a right side attacker, or the opposite attack. So she brings a different type of a game. She has a fantastic serve. So Tegan's done a great job, and she's been moved around because Tegan's another one of those many of those athletes that can play multiple things. So this year, when you're struggling, you're trying to put those pieces together and try to figure out what would be best at the time for the team. And she's had to take on many different roles throughout the season, and she's done a great job just accepting them and working through those. And, you know, the last several weeks, her kill percentage, her hitting percentage, her setting assists have just, her aces have just increased drastically. So we're finally getting those pieces together that we want. Mara Pearson has really just stepped up more in that leadership role as the year goes on. And what I mean by that is she's really starting to work on that communication with her teammates. She's doing a really nice job on her serve receive, playing all the way around defensively. I mean, the girl's hustling her butt off, picking up balls this year from the beginning of the season to where she is now. It's been really, really nice to see that growth on that end of the game. And then we have Kennedy Mullenkamp, who has really been kind of that utility player that we've done this year. You know, it's kind of hard to play that role where she started on the JV because if we needed, we only have 16 girls on the team, so you have to pull some people down. And then I had to pull her up because we needed to work on the serve receive. And then Tegan, I moved her in the serve receive and then put Kennedy in the setting. And then I needed Kennedy in the serve receive. And we just made some changes throughout the season. She's been that utility player. She's taken it really, really well. She's done a great job developing, pushing other athletes. But her own skill work and her knowledge of the game is fantastic. I mean, she's really working. I mean, she's the fundamental stuff she's catching on quick and improving on. And she's done a really nice job with the team as well. And she's pushing. She's just, I mean, done a great job on that end of the things. And then I'm trying to think. I'm trying to forget anybody. Oh, Sage and Paige. Paige and Sage have both blossomed a lot. You know, they played. I've kind of moved them around from let's be a middle, then go to right side, middle, right side, middle, right side, middle, right side. And I finally, the last 2 weeks, have narrowed it down to where I want the one play middle more often and the other one play right side more often, and it's completely opposite of what I expected throughout the season. So and it you saw on the game against Knoxville, Paige was hitting a ball like no other of you there. She was really putting the ball away. She was reaching high, finally getting that arm elbow up straight. And then Sage Luthel, talk about growth, you know, from the day one to where she is now. In the first game, I mean, like the first 6-7 games, she was hitting in the negatives. And within the last about 7 games, she's almost hitting 300-400%. So, I mean, it's just like she has drastically
figured it out.
She's swinging hard. She's putting the ball away. So, you know, those are some things that's nice to see. And then I moved some girls up this year throughout the season, halfway through the year. I moved up Kayla Heikamp and Kayla Heikamp and Callie Wendell. And I put Kayla into the setting role this year. You know, another player, because we're young, it just took time to grow. You know, if I could have made these decisions earlier in the year, I would have, but not everyone was ready at the time. It just takes time, and she's developed, and she's really doing a nice job finding the middle. When you can feed your middles, then you can feed all three people on the court. And so that makes it hard from the defensive standpoint is who you're going to block. And then Callie Wendell just stepped up defensively.
And Kayla's serving.
Yeah, Kayla's done a nice job serving.
I don't remember what match it was, maybe 6 weeks ago when she really came up.
I put her in the
first thing she did was get six straight points.
St. Henry invite. I had her in there.
I was thinking that was where it was.
She did a nice job.
I think she got six straight points.
Yeah.
First time she'd ever been there.
Just threw her in and she handled it well.
Yeah.
And Callie Wendell, too. I mean, Callie Wendell, I changed her role from just being a DS to the libero this year.
Yeah,
she has done a really nice job.
I mean,
she had seven aces against Minster. So, so it was nice to see. Those girls have all just really stepped up on that end, and they're making it fun to watch.
For you on a coaching, I mean, the more you talk about it, it is when you got a young squad like that, there's so many decisions you got to get. You know, is she better here? Should I move her there?
Yeah.
You know, who's the better hitter? It takes a while, you know, and that's probably the wins and losses. You're so close because you're talking about, you know, every one of your sets is 20.
Yeah.
You know, which is you're right there.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like you're in the right track. I mean, it's on its way.
Thank you. I mean, that's the thing. Like, who was the stronger hitters and who we fed the ball to in the beginning of the year? We don't have to necessarily give them all the sets anymore. We can now mix it up because other hitters have adapted and grown in that area.
Gotten better.
Because girls are getting better throughout the season, well, they were stronger in that spot at that time of the year. Mm-hmm. But as season progresses, people start to mature and grow and get better. And now I'm like, all right, others are getting better and you can benefit us in this area. Let's move you here. So, yeah, it'd be great if I could just put the same lineup out all season from day one to night. And like I did the very first year I was coaching, it was super easy.
Exactly.
Okay, this year's just not that year, and we got to accept it.
Yeah,
and the girls are accepting it. And the thing that is, as long as the athletes believe you and accept you, what you're doing, that's all you need. It doesn't matter everyone else's perception.
That's
right. You just need the players to believe in you.
And me and Fee both had daughters and went through the volleyball, and both of them, you know, it is so easy to come home and listen to them, but when they believe in a coach, you support that kid and you support that coach, and that's exactly what you tell your kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, hey, you know, first of all, Travis has forgot more about volleyball than we'll ever know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And the whole staff is that way. So when they come home and you're sitting there trying to feed them bull crap, listen, they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, these girls really do know what they're doing, and anyone who really watches volleyball, like. I've had several MAC coaches and several other coaches who came up and say, I'm glad we only play you once this year. Like, I remember Marion Local coming up to me, and he literally says, I do not want to play you guys again this year.
Yeah.
I mean, so teams are scared of us. Yeah. They really are scared of us. So
we talked about the football team is kind of a comparison for you. I mean, these kids went through, you know, Coldwater and Marion, and, you know, and all of a sudden they got three games left in the season, and it's all three games that they have a chance to win.
Yep.
And we, you know, now we're back to even level.
Yeah.
You know? And with your in the league, you just don't have that break.
No, you don't.
Especially volleyball, because they are so good and so deep.
We have 13 losses, and 8 of them are from a top 10 team.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Let's take, I mean, our competition's pretty hot, and we competed.
Pretty
like
darn
I said,
good.
8 in the top 10, and we're averaging over 20 points per set.
Right.
We are right there. We are young, and we're right there, and we're doing a nice job, and we just got to keep fighting through it.
Got to keep it going, bud.
Yep.
So,
doing a good job.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and I know, you know, you got a little Rugrats at home, but we're going to talk one. We're going to have another segment, and we're going to talk about the state of volleyball and girls playing. So let's take a break, come back, and we'll come back with Coach Goonbiller after this. Sports.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow night, the Lady Indians will host New Bremen, and it will be volleyball senior night, with the ceremony starting at 6 o'clock, and the varsity-only match will start at 6:30. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast, and it will also be available with the NFHS video. Friday night, it'll be football, as our Indians will host the Anna Rockets. The senior night ceremony for football, band, cross-country, golf, and cheerleading will start at 6:30. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game, and it will also be available with the NFHS video. Our pregame show will start at 6:40. Saturday, it will be the last volleyball match of the regular season, as the ladies will travel to Arcanum with a JV match starting at 10 a.m. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that match, and the NFHS video will be available. Next Monday, our Lady Indians will begin their tournament run with a match at Wayne Trace with a start time of 6 p.m. and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of that match. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Guggenbiller and the Indians wrapping up their 2022 campaign. And Coach, we got a tough one tomorrow night, senior night with New Bremen.
Yep.
And come on out and support the girls tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to see great volleyball, folks. And Coach Guggenbiller has the same mindset that Coach Niekamp had. And Coach Niekamp talked to you guys, Harold, about when we play in these teams, it's not – we got to get better.
Got to get better.
And then we go out and we absolutely – I mean, we dominated Parkway.
We did.
A team that – you know, I was here last week and I said – and you guys were saying, you know, we're going to win the last three. And I said, we could play with the last three. We went out there last Friday and played a great game.
Mm-hmm. We did.
And I think the same thing for the volleyball. We just got to keep getting better because we got Arcanum on Saturday and then the second season.
Yeah. Wayne Trace on Monday. It's just – taking it one game at a time and understanding and believing in yourself, and things are going to go your way.
We talked a little bit during the break about numbers being down in volleyball. And you know, and not only in us, and our numbers are down, but we've also had some injuries. I mean, if we didn't have the injuries, we would have...
If we didn't have injuries at all, we would have a full JV season. It would have never been an issue this year. Yeah.
And we, you know, Kenzie Gerke's in... And we talked about, you know, and she's just a bulldog, and she's a fighter, and
she's going to give the whole team that mentality.
That's a big loss for our team.
Yeah, you know, she's a great leader, and actually, she's done a fantastic job being off the court coaching those girls. Actually, I was watching some of the other coaches. I always kind of like to see what they do. And one thing that I did, I said, between our games, I want to talk to our, I want us coaches talking before we go and talk to the girls before the next set. Let them kind of talk to each other a little bit. Let's make sure we are all on the same page, seeing things, and then the communication is coming from one person and not he says, she says, like, this coach wants me to do this, and you want me to do that. Like, let's just work on that. And then I was sitting here thinking, I was like, well, the girls really respond well to Kenzie. Why not make her be in charge of the talk while us coaches talk? So we actually gave her kind of the role saying, you're going to be the coach when the set's over, you take a charge telling the girls what you see, because you see it now from a different perspective, being on the off the court, and then us coaches will talk to each other, and then we'll go in and pipe in. And she's just done a... I think the girls have responded well to that, because, I mean, I just hear her say sometimes, like, they'll make comments like, coach keeps telling me I need this, and she looks at me, well, you're not doing that. Like, she just flies out telling me. And that's great to have, though, you know? Someone that supports you. Again, players believing in you, and that's helped us, too, with, you know, our mindset. So she's done a great job on that end as well.
Like, I'm sure the coach is talking to Mac. And I'm, you know, like, when you guys talk, like, when you talk to Coldwater and their coaching staff, and, you know, we have a good relationship with the Etzlers. And
yeah.
What do you think is the, when you see all these numbers down in girls volleyball, because I, you know, everybody was playing club volleyball and everybody, but now you're seeing teams that have trouble fielding a JV team, trouble with their fresh, you know, and what's your take on it?
I mean, I have many different point of views on that end. I think one, I think you can burn kids out. I truly believe kids can get burned out if you push them too soon, you know? So club, I battle that a lot. If you're going to ask me, should my daughter play club? I'm the head volleyball coach. Like, that's the answer you already know. Like,
sure.
Yes, yeah. Play club. Your girls get practice. Why wouldn't you?
The more they play, better.
But I also want those girls to play other sports. You know, I want them to be involved with basketball or swim or softball or cheer or whatever the other sports are out there. I want you to get involved with those things because it's good for us to learn how to win and lose in a different sport as well and to use other muscles. But I don't really know on that end. I think one could be burnout. I think when you do a lot of that, but you know, when you play in a league like we do, you have to work hard in order to be good and to compete. It takes hard work to get better requires hard work. And you know, we've been kind of talking to the girls a little bit. There's two options when we coach. You either get bitter or you get better. One of them requires no effort at all. The other one requires lots.
Lots of effort.
And so if you can't handle that mindset of bitter versus better and you're like, all right, I'm going to get better, you're going to get pushed. You're going to get talked to and keep challenging you at what you can, you know, do. And I think, you know, sometimes that can turn away some players on that end. And I respect that, too. If you can't handle that, you don't want to put yourself in those situations either. So I think that's part of it. I do know, like, for us, like, we are approaching some really small grades. So, like, I think our sixth grade class is really small in girls, like, maybe around 20.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that's where New Knoxville is, you know. And then Coldwater, you know, I think, you know, nothing against soccer. I think soccer is a great sport, too, but I don't know if soccer's, if Coldwater, are they big enough school to host a soccer females team and a volleyball team during the same season? Same. Does that hurt them? I don't know. I'm just, for their standpoint, maybe, and maybe not. I don't have a clue. So I don't know. I mean, I think there's many different mindsets, avenues on that end. I do know in our youth, we have a pretty, for recovery, I'm happy with our youth program. I think we have some large numbers coming up.
Good.
And I feel like New Bremen's that way. I think Coldwater is that way. So I think the numbers are coming back up. So sometimes it's, was it something with COVID? Did that year that we had to shut down, did that affect it? I don't know.
Could be.
Maybe they, I know we have a lot of kids that love to work, which is a great, I mean, how fortunate are we to live in a community that we have such great workers? You know, we don't want to deny that either. So I don't know. I think maybe some of them during that time of COVID got that taste of what it feels like to make some money. And so
You're probably right.
You know, that could, I don't know. I think there's a variety of reasons.
I do too. And I think another thing that, and I'm, you know, just, is I think that the club volleyball, and I agree that club volleyball is great for kids who want to get better.
Yeah.
But what happened was there's so much of it that kids played it that really was marginal players. Mm-hmm. And then they get up and are not getting the playing time that they wanted because, hey, I played club volleyball. Well, guess what, sis? There's a lot of kids that play club volleyball. And, you know, and that's, and there's a lot of you just, and you talked about get better, get, you know, get better, get bitter.
Yeah. And I'm sure that girls, maybe they see the writing on the wall. I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them might do that.
You know,
and they might, where they are good enough, but yet they think they're not because they're playing against the best players in the club, you know?
And I think that too, you know, when you have that competition day in and day out, you know,
it's just like, I can't even get on the court.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't push club. I'm probably one of the fewer coaches in the area that don't push club. Is that the right decision? I don't know. That's just my decision. But we are going to change our youth program a little bit this year. We're going to. I'm hoping I can get some former athletes who are moved back in the area to help. I've kind of already put a bug in their ear, and they seem interested in that. So what we might do is try to offer more skill work on that end, and for within that month of March and April, and then we do a one-day league at Minster, and hopefully that if we can get about the same number of practices that you would get in club and we just focus more on skill, we don't get the playing time, but I think, you know, over time you're not going to notice that, you know, the difference between those who play fully club versus those who don't play club.
So. Well, I can tell you this. I can tell you that if I had a daughter playing, I would love for her to be coached by our coaching staff.
Absolutely.
And with you leading the helm.
Thank you.
I understand that this season, win and loss-wise, has not went the way you wanted it to. But you had a great point that you've had more fun coaching these kids because just the way they want to learn, they want to get better. And I'm telling you, folks, beat us now because we got a lot of good young kids coming.
A lot of young kids coming, and they're having fun.
They are. Yeah.
And they figured out how to have fun. Yeah, that's a big thing.
We got a lot of stories we can share, and it's been funny. So, and the girls are – they enjoy each other, and that's what's just the best part of seeing.
So once again, tomorrow night, folks, senior night, get up to the Fortside Fieldhouse, New Bremen, and New Bremen's one of the best teams in the state of Ohio.
Spoiler, that's MAC. Right. Spoiler what the alert. Heck?
And then Saturday, it's Arcanum at Arcanum, and then second season, Wayne Trace.
Yep.
On Monday. What time? 5 o'clock?
Six o'clock on Monday.
Wayne Trace. Great drive. Going up there. Stop at Rager's. Get yourself a sausage sandwich.
Oh, yeah. That's at the Shell Station there. Shell Station. On 127
stop
right
in there.
Just in town.
The best sausage sandwiches.
And I'm going to have to try that. I've seen it. I've been there a couple times.
And then get up there and root our Indians on.
Yep.
Travis.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for coming. Congratulations on the little fart smeller coming. And
thank you.
And tell Alexis that. She's probably a pretty good mom.
Yep, she's a pretty good mom. Pretty blessed.
That's right. We'll come right back with Sports Talk, Bub and Fee, right for this.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted to supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Mary Diller, co-chairman of the One of a Kind Auction. The One of a Kind Auction is an annual event held in Fort Recovery that raises funds to support our local museum, Project Recovery, and the Historical Society. This year's event will be held on Sunday, October 23rd, with a theme of Christmas in October. It is a perfect opportunity to get an early start on Christmas shopping and support local historical organizations at the same time. Items at this year's auction include destination trips, musical events, fashionable purses and jewelry, toys, Christmas decorations, unique handmade items, an ultimate Christmas package that includes all you need for a Christmas party, including Santa, and so much more. So come to spend the evening with us on Sunday, October 23rd at 5 p.m. at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School. Tickets are $10 per person and are available at the BU Boutique or contact me through Facebook. We hope to see you there. Happy holidays.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Back at her.
And Travis, I love Travis.
I do like Travis.
I mean, he's just a great dude.
He thinks outside the box on stuff, you know, just like the Wayne Trace thing, you know, most people take that home.
Yep.
You know, and it may bite him in the butt, but.
He wants to try and win a sectional for young kids.
He's trying to find a sectional for these kids. I mean, that seems like the easiest way to do it.
How many pieces of cheese are you going to eat? Jesus.
Hey, there's still plenty left.
And the mouse ate the cheese.
We're not out of cheese yet. Let him eat it.
Let him eat it.
Yep. Cheesy sandwich.
Just go ahead and do your...
Keep doing the show.
You ever, my dad always told a joke about servers and kid had... And the father told the boys doing the servers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So father told the servers, he said, all right, so when I say, and the angels lit the candles, you're going to, right before this, you go back, get the matches, and you come up and come out and light the candles.
Light the candles.
So he gets to the mass, and father says, and the angels lit the candles. Crickets, nothing. Kid didn't come out. And the angels lit the candles. Nothing.
Still
again.
Nothing.
Nothing. Finally, he's looking around.
And the angels lit the candles. The little voice in the back. And the mouse peed on the matches. He couldn't get it lit. That's an oldie but a goodie.
Not a bad one. Not bad.
Less talkable. I think it might have been. It was down a Legion joke. Might have
Legion
been
joke. Krieger.
We're back here, and Fee, what a great win for the Indians Friday night.
Unbelievable win. I tell you what, I told Calpe and Neil after the game, that's been a few years since I've seen us play that good of a complete game. I mean, I thought the special teams were great. I thought the defense was good, and the offense moved the ball well. Brent, he had a good game plan going in there, and I feel like they kind of gang-tackled the Nichols boy.
Yep.
And he's a load.
Yes.
But we did a nice job. First guy got there, we'd hold him up just enough. Then here comes the boys, and everybody helping. And that's the way you got to do it.
Absolutely. And you know, everybody says, well, it's Parkway. Well, I'll tell you right now, Parkway ain't that bad.
No, that's a good team.
Parkway's athletes are getting better and better.
I would say if they're playing in a different league besides the MAC, this team, I'd say this team would be at least second place in just about any other
league. When you look at our team, and it was a big win, and we got a big game tomorrow, Friday night.
Oh, huge game, yeah.
Just for the momentum. Yep. We're in the playoffs. We're going to
make playoffs.
The second season. Where are we going to get seated? Who knows? But you know what? If we avoid the Minster and the New Bremen, I ain't scared of any of them.
Absolutely. Let's bring anybody on. We'll bring Cincinnati teams on. We don't care.
No, absolutely.
Bring them up. Yeah.
I thought Cale Ramel played his best high school football game I've ever seen play for that.
I agree with you 100%. I thought Riggs Toby was fantastic.
So he was Googs.
Fought for the ball. Yeah. Googs fought for the ball. I mean, I thought our receivers, it was just something different. You know, it just seemed like before we're waiting for that absolute perfect. And Riggsy was stopping and coming back to get the ball and made an unbelievable catch over the shoulder.
How about that catch over the shoulder?
Oh, wow.
I was standing down there. I was like, he didn't really catch that.
Yeah,
right he did.
And I couldn't see, but then I didn't see the tapes. But it almost looked like he one hand caught the one in the fourth quarter.
Is that
Everyone
right?
on the sidelines, it looked like his hand went up, and I didn't think the other one got up. But
OBJ?
Here comes running down. The umpire comes running down and says, that's a catch. And I was like, that's unbelievable.
It wasn't pretty.
So I thought we played great.
I did too.
That was a lot of fun to watch
that game. You know, they scored a touchdown right before half, and I said, "Ooh,
yeah."
Then we come out and took care of business.
We took care of business. Yeah, ran right down, scored.
Yep,
that's what we have to do.
Well, wasn't the first play or early? Well, I think they got the ball in the second half. We stopped. Didn't we score off the get go? The third quarter.
Right off the get go. I think. Yep.
I was thinking there's
might have been
Troy. Didn't Troy score long?
It might be somewhere in that mess of stuff there.
Could be.
But I don't know where you go to look for it.
I can't remember what I did yesterday. So.
There's probably a list of what happened. But that's like you were saying. I just thought we played extremely well.
I mean, I've never seen us have a complete game like that.
Yep.
You know, our special teams were tremendous. Troy had a huge run there. You know, he ran it back to the 20. You know, we haven't had a ball. We haven't had a ball ran across 50-yard line in 5 years.
Yeah,
it seems like.
And you talked about the defense, Fee, and Ross Pearson, who I thought Ross had a great game, and Reese Wendell had another 10-tackle game. Lucas Atchison can play.
The Martinez boy, we called his name quite a few times. You know, he's kind of bottled up the middle.
Six tackles.
Yeah, he bundled up the middle. You know, you could tell he had a heck of a game. And
Bo-10, 12 tackles.
Bo-10 was tremendous.
Only 12?
Yeah. Huh. Kicked the ball well, too.
Bo?
Yeah. Bo's unbelievable.
Didn't he kick it?
Yeah.
That's right. Rushing, Troy Holman, 14 carries, 24 yards. Caden Greasy has a touchdown. Cale Ramel, 7 carries, 20 yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah. Should have had 3 because he scored on that one.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I was going crazy down there on the sidelines.
Yep.
Receiving wise, Fee, Riggs Toby had 5 catches for 115. Reese Guggenbiller, 4 for 97, both with touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Cale Ramel was 12 or 14 for 232, 3 for 2, and ran for 2. Nice game.
That's
12
for
14
game.
Isn't bad.
That's a great game.
That works pretty good.
Like you said, probably one of the best games he's ever played.
Yeah. And I talked about Reese had 10 tackles, Bo had 12, Ross Pearson 9, Riggs Toby had 8, and just flocked the ball. And you know, Eddie Nichols had 24 carries for 73 yards. And are you dying or what's happening?
Just a little hairball.
Just keep going.
Just keep talking. Don't pay attention to you. Okay. So you were pissed off this weekend.
I was.
Yeah, about the roughing the pass quarterbacks.
Well, everybody says, well, you know, the referees, you know, make what on average probably 3 bad calls out of the year.
Not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably a low estimate, I'm guessing.
Probably.
These two this weekend were pretty bad.
But, you know, from an NFL aspect, there's not much they can do to the referees other than to, you know, there really isn't a whole lot they can do.
Well, there's a couple things that can happen. The referees are now backed up by instant replay on mm-hmm. most of their calls.
Yeah.
So what you could do, and you could do this starting this Sunday, is you could have a roughing the quarterback be reviewed. And if somebody upstairs says, you missed that one.
Exactly.
But now they can't do that.
The fumble the other night, that was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid knocked it out of his hand, which was a great play by the defense, and then he gets the ball. I said, what a great play. And then they called him for
landing on him.
What the heck?
Yeah.
You know, when you're making that momentum, when you grab that kid and Brady and bring him down, you know,
where are you going to go?
Your body's going to come around and bring him right around with you, you know. Yeah. And it wasn't like he stuffed him or, you know.
It was funny to read the comments of all the, you know, the ex-players and take the dresses off these guys.
I'll just put flags on them and be done with it, you know.
The NFL is unbelievable sport. It is so fun to watch unless you're a Cleveland Brown fan.
Unless you're a Browns fan. Well, at least you know it's going to happen every week.
Yeah.
You're going to lose in the last second.
I just sit there and I didn't even get. I'm numb to it.
I have to. You just know it's coming. It's like, here it comes.
Yeah. But San Diego's coach is the dumbest human being I ever met.
Unbelievable.
I cannot believe what he did. I can't believe it. There's no way he could have.
What did he do?
Well, it's 4th and 2.
4th and 2 at the 50. So if he kicks.
There's a minute to go. We have no timeouts.
We have no timeouts. He pins us down there. There's no way we're going to win. Yeah. He went for it. 4th and 2. And we stopped him. We had the ball on. R-40. So we were damn near in field goal range. And we made one play, made 10 yards. We're in field goal range. But I still didn't like that we didn't attack. You know, you're making this kid kick a 55-yarder. That ain't no chip shot.
Especially at Cleveland Stadium.
In Cleveland and, ugh.
Wind swirling. But York's got to make it.
He's got to make them. You know, Jesus. And he missed one earlier. If he makes one earlier, then, you know, there's.
Yeah.
Did I hear right? Those are the only two he missed all season?
He missed an extra point. No, you might be right. He could be. Yeah, he might have missed. He's been good, but.
But we haven't really had to kick too many field goals because.
That sucks so bad. Hmm. Browns and Bengals could very easily both be 5-0.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, they're both 2-3, and they both could be 5-0.
All their losses, 3 points.
Was it ridiculous? That one you can't lose. And then. And the Atlanta game, we had that one too. You know, it's just like,
see, I was in a good mood.
Okay, let's.
I was in a good mood.
I want to bring you back. What's the Browns record right now?
2-3.
That's not bad. Okay, think about this. When Watson does come back, providing they're not completely out of it by that point, what if he's the one that brings them into the playoffs? Puts them in the playoffs.
What if we were 5-0 and he comes back in game 11? Then we're going to have a legitimate shot.
Yeah.
Now we're 2-3.
You still got one.
No, we're done.
We got a lot of tough teams.
Stick a fork in us. We're dead. Yeah.
Tough teams.
We're
play.
Dead.
Well, who you got next?
Patriots, Ravens, Bengals.
Patriots are beatable.
Yeah.
Who's the next one?
Ravens, Bengals.
Okay. Ravens are, you know.
Two times with the Ravens.
Done. We're dead. We're dead. It's over.
We're toasted.
Yes, it's over. Let's call it a day.
Little Danny Don Meredith. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Hey, that's not funny.
That is not funny. We can make fun of the Browns. You can't.
You can't.
Yankees.
They still have a team?
They suck, but they did beat the Guardians.
They did win.
Yeah,
they play tonight. No, day off.
No, they had day off.
Yeah,
day off. Guardians had a big win there Saturday, wasn't it?
They did. That was fun.
Walk-off home run.
That was neat.
Who had a walk-off home run last night?
Astros three-run shot.
Astros three-run shot.
Yeah. I love playoff baseball.
I do, too. It's pretty cool. It
I can't root for the Astros.
I can't either. I agree with you, Rocker. 100%.
Are cheaters? They're always going to be cheaters now.
Yep.
Sorry.
I'm with you. I'm exactly right.
Oh, I do have a question.
What?
Ooh, it's good, though. It's
good one?
Stay with me. Settle down.
We'll start in.
What you got?
High school football bracket-wise, what's the worst-case scenario for Fort Recovery? As far as being placed.
It's so far out yet because of the way it is.
There's
we're
so
guaranteed.
Many things that can
we're
happen.
In. We're in. We're going to be in the playoffs.
Probably be.
Don't know. You know, if we go 5-5, we could be as high as an 8 seed.
Yeah.
Could possibly have a home playoff game. Exactly. But it's possible, maybe 20% chance. Yeah. But a lot of things can happen, and a lot of things have happened. So,
but I mean, as far as if we were to, let's say, have to play, what would be the first way we'd have to play?
Well, we can go. We can have a road trip.
Oh yeah,
Cincinnati.
We could. Yeah,
you can go. Cincinnati came here a couple of years ago.
Are they in our division?
No, there's a bunch of little schools down there.
Yeah, they don't have any. They don't have any other little schools down there, so they have to be in with us.
We might beat them.
Never know.
We might have a shot. Yeah.
Never know. Anything else, Big Feet?
Buckeyes
are the best team in college football. We got a weekend off.
Take a weekend off, boys.
Take a weekend off. I'm going to Wisconsin.
You're going to Wisconsin?
For the weekend. I'm leaving on Saturday. Come back next Tuesday on my birthday.
What's in Wisconsin?
We'll make love.
Love making in the badger.
Going up there for some cheese?
Going to eat some cheese and Nutsky's bacon. I'll bring you back some.
Nutsky's
bacon. Bacon's I don't know good. About that either.
At what point of this little operation will Jody be involved?
She's not in any of it. Nutsky's bacon's the greatest bacon of all time.
Is he going up on a fishing trip or something?
Wait, we don't know. We're going to play beer. Weather's supposed to be 50.
Oh, yeah.
So Bobby,
it's a fishing trip, but probably not fishing.
Probably more like a casino.
I was going to say a casino trip.
I remember years ago, before casinos, somebody was saying, we went to, let's say, Wisconsin, a fishing trip, 4 days. One day, we even got the poles out.
That's exactly right. So I'm heading up there. And Fee, what you got going?
I have got Halloween at Bill's Campground.
Ooh, that's big. I was out there this weekend, had some toilet paper. And
granddaughters are all coming out. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's a great.
Kelsey and Caleb are camping out there.
What's Bill dressing up as?
Ooh, never know about Bill.
You never know about Bill.
I have my class reunion, 55th.
This weekend?
Double nickel.
Saturday.
Class reunion.
Where they have that at?
Well, they decided to have it at
St. Charles Seminary.
Yeah, probably should. CJ's Highmarks.
Oh, nice.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So you guys, how many think will be there? We get 20?
Well, no, there'll be. Well, I don't know about classmates. They're supposedly somewhere between 35 and 40 going to be there,
right.
But not necessarily
spouses and everybody
and spouses and stuff. Yeah.
So how many? How many graduated? You remember how many had your?
I'm going to say 65,
so
something like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I think we lost maybe 10 between 50 and 55. So we haven't done well the last 5 years. But before that, I think for our 50th, we only had 10 that passed away, and
is that right?
One of them, maybe two of them. One was a car accident in his 20s, and the other one was. In Vietnam, and he might not have made 20 yet. So, so some of them were very early, but now we're starting to fall away.
So we got a big show next week. We got Coach Niekamp coming in.
Yep.
But before Coach Niekamp gets here, Bill and Jack are going to be here, and Harold, and we're going to talk about the gala.
The gala.
And looks like we're finalizing what's going on. It looks like it's going to be another great show. But I can tell you this much.
Is the stadium where it's at?
Ryan Guggenbiller at Fortsite Fuel has graciously, starting I think next week, he's given the proceeds.
Like he did with the Opera House.
With the Opera House, and he gave them a check for like $3,000-something.
Yeah. Yep.
Unbelievable. Yep. And Fort Recovery Gala is going to be his...
Next donation?
Yes, his next donation. And Ryan is one, so we'll make sure to get some pictures out there.
Yep.
Social media. Great thing for Ryan. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Great kid. He's going to kick absolute ass in that place because he is community first. And so We're going to kick it off next Wednesday. We're going to have a big Jack's going to talk about some things. We're going to go over some of the things that we've done this year.
Done in the past.
There's a lot of families that need a lot of help, and we've been helping them out as the year goes on. And, we're very blessed. We're very blessed because of our listeners, and we're very blessed because of the community we live in, the area we live in.
Yep.
So next Wednesday, we're going to have Bill and Jack up here, and my fee and myself. And,
yeah.
And I'm sure all Rocker's got the
community club
over here. But
he might be able to sneak up after community club, though.
So we're going to talk about that, and Coach Nick Camp's here. So big show next Wednesday, folks. Tune in. Reminder, tomorrow night, Indian volleyball fee.
Yes. Got to get a big win. We got to get a big win.
That Senior night at 6.
Maybe upset the old New Bremen Cardinals.
And then the warm-ups, then the game at 6:30.
That's right.
And then, next Monday, we're going to tournament time, right?
That's right. That's exactly
6 o'clock at Wayne Trace.
And Friday is the last home game for the boys, and that's also senior day. And I think they're going to honor a whole bunch of seniors on Friday, starting at 6:30.
Yes. It'll be football, cross country, cheer, band.
So make sure.
I have a list of them somewhere.
Yeah. Get them all.
It's everything that wasn't.
Get out there and cheer them
that
on.
That isn't volleyball.
Appreciate all the work that those kids do.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And for my good friend, Mr. Harold Felix.
Yes, sir.
Randolph Bonvillian. Neil. Randolph. Spencer, the third?
Yep.
The third.
I don't do that anymore since the other two are expired.
Yeah, so you're just Neil Spencer?
Yeah.
I like
number
the
one.
It's kind of
kind of makes me seem like a king or something.
It does.
Yeah.
King
Henry.
Seems a little pretentious
like
for me.
King Charles?
King Charles.
Yeah. King Charlie.
He's King Charles II.
Is he really?
There's a previous King Charles.
Yeah. Well, he's going by King Charles III.
Oh, third? He thought it was second.
As I referred to him as Twinkle Ears.
Twinkle Ears.
Twinkle Ears? Why is that?
I've always called him Twinkle Ears.
Okay, Twinkle Ears.
Twinkle Ears it is.
Twinkle Ears, Prince Charles.
The King Charles. The
King
the
Charles.
King Charles.
First, second,
Thank
or third.
You to
yes, sir.
Wayne Street Markets for always sponsoring us and providing us with the meat and cheese tray every week.
Absolutely, they're the best.
Boys, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Wednesday, really big shoe.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.